File number 2171. Mission log. Vincent Couture and Sergeant Alexander Vasiliev. Location, 100 miles north of Chitanga, Siberia, Russia.
Where are we?
In Siberia, Alex. We're in Siberia.
It's cold in Siberia. Why are we here?
Because it's your birthday, and there's absolutely no one anywhere within 100 miles. There's nothing but rocks and snow from here on end. Do you know what that means?
We can shoot at things?
Yes, Alex, we can.
We can shoot at things!
We can have sword fights with giant boulders. We can slide on our shield. I've never done that myself. We should definitely try that. But first, we need to practice getting up a few times. So I'm just gonna let myself fall.
Not on our back. No, not on the back again. Ah, I hate you.
Then let's get up as fast as we can so we can have some fun.
We cannot get up lying on our back. You told me 50 times we cannot get up from our back. You said you were never able to do it. We need to roll over first.
I know what I said, Alex. I'm telling you, we can do this. I know we can. Put your hands on the ground. Higher. I'm folding my legs. That's as far as I can go. Push up with your elbows and move your butt forward. Now bend forward and push. Push! Push! And...
ouch!
Yeah! That wasn't even close.
What makes you think it's even possible?
It ought to be.
Can you do it? With your knees bent that way, can you get up?
Yeah, but there's a lot of wiggling involved. It's hard to wiggle when you only control half your body and you're standing up pretending to be down.
How about a kick-up? I can do a kick-up.
That doesn't work with the knees reversed. You end up planting your feet straight and nothing happens. It doesn't work if you can't bend your toes. Also, she weighs 7,000 metric tons. Let's try again.
No.
Come on, move our butt over the legs and push. Ah, you need to push harder.
You do realize I'm not really pushing the gigantic robot with my arms?
I know. Maybe we need to shift the weight more.
Maybe we need to roll over.
All right. Roll us over.
Finally.
Move us backwards. Knees are bent. Now push.
There. This is how you get up.
I know how to get up. I'm the one who showed you. I just know there is a way to do this. She can teleport herself and destroy cities. She should be able to get back on her feet without rolling over.
She can't scratch her back.
Fair enough, but I'm not giving up.
You do that, just not with me.
Hey, Alex, can I ask you something?
Yes.
Do you really want to do this?
Shoot at rocks? Yes, it's fun.
The whole thing. You know we're not just gonna shoot at rocks. At some point, they'll send us out against real people and things will go bad for everybody. Do you really want that?
I volunteered.
Why?
It's better than prison.
Is it?
I have a wife. 3 kids.
You do? I've never seen them.
I've not seen them in 4 years. But as long as I do what I'm told, they will be taken care of. They will be safe.
Is their blood like ours?
No. They are all A2s. My youngest, Lily, is a pure blood.
I don't understand. Why do they need to be protected?
They don't if I do what I'm told.
They threaten you after you volunteer?
They call it insurance. You look surprised.
Not at that. From what I've seen, that's just par for the course. I'm surprised you volunteered. You don't strike me as the war type.
I will do what needs to be...
Alex, stop. That was a compliment. It's why I agreed to pilot with you.
You did not have a choice.
I didn't, that's right, but I agreed anyway. I know you'll do what you have to do. I just like that you're not eager to do it.
I love my country.
You do? Still?
I hate the people running my country, but I love Russia. Always will. Like my children. They do things I don't like, but they are still my children. Besides, everyone is doing bad things now. You can't hate everyone.
No, but close.
What about you? Do you just not care about your country?
My country doesn't really exist anymore.
You know what I mean. You are piloting a Russian war machine.
Themis isn't Russian. And yeah, I do care. Like I said, my country doesn't exist anymore, but the people in it do. I lived in Chicago when this all started. And I also care about Americans. Deeply.
They will call you a traitor.
Oh yes, they will. They'll be right, sorta. If a traitor is the opposite of a patriot, then that's what I am.
You don't like patriots?
I like the concept. It sounds good. To love the place where you're from, nothing wrong with that, right? It's all good, but is it love, really? Or is it pride?
I don't understand.
Well, you can love something that's flawed. It's harder to be proud of it. Can you love something you're not proud of? Much easier if you can do both. That's where it gets messy, because you need a reason. You have to have something to be proud of. Is it quality of life, education? How would you know? It has to be something much simpler. You and people just like you. You start believing you're better than everyone else. Other people, well, their culture is messed up. They have the wrong values, they're not as good, not as smart, or they're just plain evil. You can hate them or pretend you're a good person and just be condescending. Everyone else is just as proud as you are for the exact same reasons. But they're wrong and you're right. That'd be just fine. You can buy more tanks and go to war with the guy next door. But then you look around and you see those same people inside your country. More than that, they want the same rights, the same opportunities as everyone else. Shit, they could be in charge. So you start taking things away from them, making sure they'll stay where they belong, and let the real citizens make the decisions. You step on your own people. You keep them down because you're proud of your country. Because you're a patriot.
You're a cynical man, Vincent Couture.
Maybe. Look around, Alex. You see anything to rejoice over?
Yes. There is no one here. We can shoot at things.
All right. Let's do it. Let's practice your aim first. I'll give you the sword. You'll want to raise your arm. It'll go through the ground with your arm down.
Whoa!
Yeah, I know. Just what are you doing?
Woo-hoo! I'm Luke Skywalker. I'm a Jedi, like my father before me.
Let me get us closer to that boulder so you can swing at something real. There, young Padawan.
That is so cool!
All right. Look to your right. See that boulder way over there?
The tall one.
Yep. The sword is at its longest. That'll give a really narrow beam when we fire. Just aim at the boulder. The sphere we're inside is about the same height as Themis's arm, but slightly to the left. That means you need to aim a bit to the right of where you think it'll go. Are you ready?
Yes. Fire!
See? Like I told you, a bit more to the right. Lower? No, not that low. That's good. A tiny, tiny bit to the right. That's it. Don't move. Firing.
Whoa! It's just gone.
That's the idea.
I thought there would be some kind of explosion. Where did it go?
The boulder? It didn't go anywhere. Most of it turned into energy. Some of it is in a gaseous state. Technically, nothing was lost. I know. Crazy.
Can we make a wider beam?
Yeah, I'm setting it to 48. That's 75% of the length. The beam will be about twice as wide. Aim at the same spot.
There is nothing there anymore.
Well, that nothing will be a hole in a sec. Boom!
Well, that is a big hole. Do we just leave it there?
No, we'll fill it up. Oh, wait, did you forget to bring a giant shovel?
Very funny. What happens if we make the sword shorter? How large can the beam get?
At the shortest, too large.
Let's try it.
No, just trust me on this. It's not good.
Please.
No, there's nothing big enough. Well?
Well, what?
Oh, what the hell? Aim over there.
At what? The mountain?
I wouldn't call that a mountain, but yeah. There. Ready? And firing. Alex, say something.
I didn't think...
You thought this would be like driving a really big tank? like having the baddest muscle car on the block.
We could...
Yes, we could. Do you understand now? Themis was meant to protect us all, not for us to use against one another. She's not a weapon. She's a god.
Can I ask you a question, Vincent? Why do you do this? You know what she can do. Why are you in here with me?
Because if I'm not in here, someone else is. Someone who thinks Themis is just a really cool car. Because if I'm not, maybe my daughter is. And I can't have that.
Have you heard from her?
Not a thing. They haven't told me anything.
What is it they say? No news is good news.
Well, they do say that, but it's bullshit. No news is just the absence of news. And in this case, I don't think they'd tell me if something had happened to her.
Are you sure?
Oh, yeah. They'd be too afraid of what it would do to my motivation.